Hi, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor John Koopman of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today we're going to look at the readings for the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, but first let us pray. O Lord, almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may live and abide forever in your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming, shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet. On the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts, remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This reading from the prophet Malachi, it points us ahead to the end times. So this is the end of November, the middle of November, and we are approaching the end of the church year, and thus we are looking at the end of this world, the end of this time when our Lord Jesus Christ will return. And so Malachi says that day is coming, burning like an oven. And for the unbelievers, that is a terrible, frightening day. All the arrogant and all the unbelievers will be stubble, Malachi says. That day that is coming shall set them ablaze. Right? It's a day when fire will burn them up forever in the pits of hell. It is a terrifying thing for them. But for us Christians, the day of our Lord's return is the greatest day that we could ever imagine. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. Right? The Sun of Righteousness is coming. Think of Jesus' return as a sunrise. So if we are in the end of the church year, you know, it's starting to get darker at this time of year. And think about a nighttime, right? It's night and the day is gone, the night is long, it seems. And so, as we wait for the sun to rise in the morning, Jesus comes as the sun, and he is the Sun of Righteousness, and he shall come with healing for all of us. And so, therefore, we go out leaping like calves from the stall. Like, think of calves. I don't know how many of you have seen these small cows, but, right? So, the baby cows, when they come out of the stall, they're leaping and they're dancing. They look like they're having so much fun. They're just filled with joy in their hearts. That's us. When Jesus returns, we will be like calves leaping out of the stall, dancing in the sunshine. And so Malachi says he will send Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Jesus says that this Elijah is John the Baptist. Indeed, John the Baptist has come. He has turned us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Before he comes and brings with him a decree of utter destruction, So look ahead to Christ. Be filled with faith in Him and see the end of times not in fear, but with the Son of Righteousness. Our epistle reading is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us, because we were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. It was not because we do not have that right, but to give you in ourselves an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we would give you this command: if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. For we hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. Here, St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, and a lot of the both books of Thessalonians deal with the end times. And so here, we learn a little bit about idleness, right? So you remember our reading from Malachi, right, that the day is coming. The day is coming, and if the day is coming, therefore we need to be ready. We need to be prepared for our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be steadfast in the love of God, because the Lord is faithful and He is coming soon. Right? And so St. Paul says, we command you, brothers, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. And again, he says, do not grow weary in doing good. So we are in the end times, right? We are in the final days, and the devil is busy at work among us. The devil wants us to fall away in this dark night. He wants us to be like the foolish virgins of the 12 virgins, right? Some of them were wise, some of them were foolish, and the foolish ones did not have any oil for their lamps. They were not ready. They were not doing good works. They were not following in the faith and living as Christians. Right? Do not weary in doing good. It is easy to get tired, to think that, you know, all is for naught. Think that no matter what we do, we're going to lose. The devil wants us to despair. He wants us to quit. He wants us to give in. And so, therefore, do not listen to the devil. Do not be discouraged by how things have changed these days. Do not grow weary in doing good. Continue to do the right thing. Continue in faith. Continue in your trust of the Lord Jesus Christ. Love Him. And don't give in to idleness. Continue to walk in the tradition that you have received in the Scriptures. Imitate St. Paul. Imitate other Christians who have gone before you. Imitate your pastors that you have had. Follow in this faith. Do not give up, but continue to live as a Christian, even in these dark days. I encourage you, in the Lord Jesus Christ, keep it up. Don't grow weary. The Lord is returning soon. Our gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 21. While some were speaking of the temple, how it was adorned with noble stones and offerings, Jesus said, As for these things that you see, the days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. And they asked him, Teacher, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when these things are about to take place? And he said, See that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for these things must first take place. But the end will not be at once. Then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons. And you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it therefore in your minds not to meditate beforehand how to answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart. And let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas, for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. For there will be great distress upon the earth, and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles, until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. There, our Lord Jesus Christ is telling his disciples what the end times are going to be like. They ask him, Teacher, when will these things be? What will be the sign when these things are about to take place? He gives them many frightening things. He tells them all of the frightening signs that they should look forward to. In the midst of these frightening signs, he does give them some important things to understand, though. One, you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. There's frightening things happening, and yet the Lord is going to preserve you through them. Remember that, dear Christian. In the midst of all of the things happening around you, even though you are in the end times right now, dear Christian, the Lord is going to preserve you. More than that, when you see all of these frightening things happening, do not cower, do not give up, do not give in to idleness and laziness. When these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Indeed, this is good news. Christ is coming, and he is coming soon. And so stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. I hope you enjoyed this devotion of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. God bless you.